The Spook's Apprentice by Joseph Delaney. Read by Jamie Glover. Chapter 1. A Seventh Son. When the Spook arrived, the light was already beginning to fail. It had been a long, hard day, and I was ready for my supper. "You're sure he's a seventh son?" he asked. He was looking down at me and shaking his head doubtfully. Dad nodded. "And you were a seventh son, too?" Dad nodded again and started stamping his feet impatiently, splattering my breeches with droplets of brown mud and manure. The rain was dripping from the peak of his cap. It had been raining for most of the month. There were new leaves on the trees, but the spring weather was a long time coming. My dad was a farmer, and his father had been a farmer too, and the first rule of farming is to keep your farm together. You can't just divide it up amongst your children. It would get smaller and smaller with each generation till there was nothing left. So a father leaves his farm to his eldest son. Then he finds jobs for the rest. If possible, he tries to find each a trade. He needs lots of favours for that. The local blacksmith is one option, especially if the farm is big and he's given the blacksmith plenty of work. Then it's odds on that the blacksmith will offer an apprenticeship, but that's still only one son sorted out. I was his seventh, and by the time it came to me, all the favours had been used up. Dad was so desperate that he was trying to get the Spook to take me on as his apprentice. Or at least, that's what I thought at the time. I should have guessed that Mam was behind it. She was behind a lot of things. Long before I was born, it was her money that had bought our farm. How else could a seventh son have afforded it? And Mam wasn't county. She came from a land far across the sea. Most people couldn't tell, but sometimes, if you listened very carefully, there was a slight difference in the way she pronounced certain words. Still, don't imagine that I was being sold into